Editor. I am writing regarding recent articles and letters in the paper about the proposed cut blocks in Roberts Creek's watershed. As president of the SC Streamkeepers for the past 6 years, I have walked Roberts Creek from the estuary to the falls every week counting spawning salmon. I want to speak for them. It is important to realize, Roberts Creek has the last remaining significant wild salmon run on the southern Sunshine Coast. It is precious. The decision and basis to log these large portions of 40 to 80-year-old trees is based on reports that don't take into consideration the significant weather events we are experiencing. The infrastructure downstream is not built to withstand the new reality of significant rain events. The increased risk of large flood events would deposit silt, mud, and debris on the last spawning grounds in Roberts Creek. This would disseminate the reds' nests. I have seen hundreds of females with no tails left, only a stub. They wore them down building their reds' nests, moving the gravel away so they can lay their eggs and then coming back to cover their precious legacy. In the spring, we see the evidence of the sacrifice when we witness the little fluttering fry emerging from the creek's stream bed. The government departments seem bent on the status quo by using antiquated information or data that is skewed in favor of the corporate world. If we do not speak up now, demand changes, we will no longer have any spawning salmon in Roberts Creek or anywhere else. This would be one of the saddest legacies of my generation. We could have prevented it. So, let's do everything we can to save wild salmon in Roberts Creek. Shirley Samples, President, SC Streamkeepers Society, Roberts Creek.